they believe us.
You could tell your side, but this is what it is. No, we was all three holding in. She was in the middle. You dipped off.
Instead of just like counting red flags at the end of the day, like, yeah, they got three red flags.
That's my fault. Why wouldn't you communicate?
Well, I never gave you a reason to feel like that wasn't fine. I never said, I don't want to be bothered.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new here, this is Alan and Eve. Hey, how y'all doing? This is Marriage Without... This is Marriage Is Not a Game podcast. And this is our life story or anything about marriage to stress to y'all how important it is marriage. And it's just frank, it's not a game, it's something to be played with. So, and that's our topic we're talking about, considering your spouse's feelings.
Right. So, I just want to begin with when you wasn't considering your spouse's feelings, okay?
All right.
One of the situations when we first got together, we wasn't married, but this was our dating phase. We was going to this church, and we met this couple, and we went over to their house. Yeah. And I have had already, like, bad experiences with people hugging up on my husband, my ex-husband, before.
Right.
So, you had already knew how I felt about, like, hugs and stuff like that. It's just uncomfortable. So, the other married woman and you hugged each other, me and the husband dabbed it up, like, yeah, bro, like, I don't do no hugging to no other man because it just seems like it's kind of off. Like, we didn't even know them like that, so it was just like, nah. So, I didn't even notice that,
y'all dab.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought y'all gave a hug in that sector.
Nah, I don't do hugs with men and stuff like that, especially if I don't know you. Now, if it's somebody we both mutually know, or like my brother or something, or my uncle, a family member, or maybe a mutual friend that we know.
Right.
Then, yes, but just we didn't know them like that for me to be hugging on somebody like that. So I expressed to you that I was upset. And you was like, I don't see nothing wrong with it. So that was automatically like just dismissing me, period.
Right.
I was pissed. I'm not going to lie to you. I was pretty upset. That night, I don't even think I slept in the same room with you or anything. Like, I remember it. I remember it.
Right.
You may not remember it because you probably wasn't thinking like it was an issue. But yeah, I was pretty upset because no one likes to feel like they dismissed or just like, oh, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, you don't see nothing wrong with you hugging on other women. Like, if I hug on other men, would that, you don't see nothing wrong with that either? So that was just how I felt at that. Right. At that time, I did call a friend at the time, and she told me, girl, you overreacting, and maybe she was cool with it too, but at the end of the day, I wasn't cool with it, and that's my feelings, and I should have felt more protected with that, especially you knowing what I have already been through with situations, and it turned out really bad, because the next time she seen you, it wasn't just a hug, it was a kiss, and we was at church, so... I know.
Yeah, that definitely caught me off guard. I was not expecting that. And it was like a flashback of what you said of like, you know, it could turn into something. It could be like this and that. And I'm thinking like, why would it? Like, no, I mean, just a harmless hug. And, you know, you never been in a relationship like that where somebody questioned or somebody said they don't like that.
And well, I'm different from everybody you ever been with.
No,
so.
Right, exactly.
They was out there maybe loosey-goosey. I don't know what they were doing.
Then for it to turn like that, for her to kiss me on my cheek just that fast, it was like a shock to like, why would you do that? Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
no, it was nothing wrong with her because you allowed the hug. At the end of the day, when you hugging somebody like that, in their mind, it could be something more. And I seen what more it was. I seen it. It was very uncomfortable. It was, and then the crazy part is when you address the husband, because I was going to address somebody, and if I wouldn't have been pregnant, that would have went down a lot worse.
Church, it was so
and I was just like thanking God, like God knew that if I was not pregnant, God, I would have probably, yeah, no, it wasn't. It didn't matter about the church. I'm just going to be honest with you. It didn't even matter about the church. It mattered that I was pregnant. The way I reacted is because how I was pregnant. And I didn't want to jeopardize, you know, our child. So right. It didn't matter if it was in the church. That's worse that it was at the church. Why are you church women putting your lips and your breasts on people's? You a married woman. It just was totally unacceptable. And I was more mad at you at the end of the day because I wanted to just say, I told you. I told you. We was at church trying to praise the Lord, and I was just peed off and blood, high blood pressure, blood boiling. I was pretty upset.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It was not a good time at church. All that going on. And then, you know, he told me I had to call him. I called him, and
he said that's just how she is.
Yeah. That's how she is. But come my background, if you don't know, this can be a problem because you see people go through that. They go events, a church, you know, I see my dad do it.
You seen your dad, a woman kiss your dad at church?
Oh, no. Just like different places, like on the cheek and stuff. Like friends that him and my mom knew and
right,
other people.
They knew them. That's the key word. They knew them. They were already locked in. That's like our first time going over there. Right. That's weird. No.
Right. And yeah, that.
Nah.
But.
That's a little too open. I don't want no relationship like that. If you want to be that open.
But we hope that this can help other people or somebody can hear this and understand that, yo, like, consider your spouse on some issue like that. Don't let no man or no female kiss you because that could become a problem.
Or even hugs. It started with the hug, and then that other person thought that it was acceptable to go to the next level.
Right.
Because it started with just a hug. And I felt some type of way about the hug. Everybody else was like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with hugs. Then the next thing you know, here she go kissing you. What's the next thing?
Well, right. That could open door to somebody thinking that, let's get it on. Period. Like, they must like me or something. I can steal their man.
And the crazy part is this. I hadn't had an issue because you have hugged a girl in front of me before. It was a friend of yours that you already knew. When you seen her, you gave her a hug. I was okay with that. I didn't feel any type of way. But it was that hug. It was just like maybe my discernment kicked in. It just didn't seem right.
Right.
And I don't think that somebody should just dismiss their spouse and be like, you overreacted. This ain't going nowhere. Oh, that's too bold. Like, are you considering me or are you? And it can make somebody feel like you want her or something.
Right.
I'm sitting here telling you stop hugging people. And you talking about, no, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. That's not, I don't think that's going to work out for y'all, Blaze. Or y'all just going to end up start cheating on each other. Or somebody going to feel insecure and they're going to be unhappy.
Right.
So, is there any other time that...
I mean, it's a lot of other times. But that's the one time that I wanted to... I'm just saying, a lot of mess ups in the beginning. And, you know, we want to tell people like, oh, that's red flag. I overlooked a whole bunch of red flags. And maybe you did too.
And I don't think people should consider anything like a red flag. Like, it's like, the way they saying is like, red flag, get out of there and break up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you need to be mature in and address the other person. Like, hey, I have a problem with it. Instead of just like counting red flags at the end of the day, like, yeah, they got 3 red flags. Mm-hmm. They don't know. Say something. Talk to somebody. Communicate how you feel about the subject. And let them know, like, yo, you got to fix it or, you know, figure that out. That's what's bothering me.
Right. And then you did fix it. So that was no longer a red flag.
Right.
Because after that, you didn't hug anybody, including family members.
Right.
So.
Right.
I should say my family members.
Right.
Let me clear that up. Including my family members or somebody you just meet and you ain't just letting a woman's breast be all on your chest. And it just, nah.
Or it's like definitely a half. Drop that hand down. You drop your hand down. You have 5 seconds.
That's what made it weird because it wasn't that. It wasn't a half hug. It was a whole full hug like y'all had known each other for 10 years or something.
Right.
Just like, this is inappropriate. No.
Right. So now I know. Instead of being a red flag, and ladies, please, ladies and gentlemen, express, because sometimes gentlemen can just hold on to something. The men can hold on to something. And not say something and tell their homeboys and say, friend, yo, no, it's another red flag. They doing, tell them, let them know. And let them be aware of the stuff they doing. Like sometimes, I know men can be upset when women are too friendly, too open and too, like, if you don't like that, don't date, find a woman that's friendly and open. That
I'm friendly and open, or at least I used to be a little bit more. Now I'm a little bit, I'm not as friendly.
Right. Like, if some people don't like men, some men do not like
that. Yeah, because they think that you for everybody right. just they because you're saying hi. Right, they think you're going to
hook up
with
them. Right, you're going to hook up and you tell them how you, or your conversation going on too long. I've heard this many a time. Mm-hmm. Conversation's going on way too long. And he might not say no. He's like, man, I don't like it. Or some people might say it, but they say it aggressively. Mm-hmm. It's an argument. Now, who going to take it? A criticism or something type of how your feelings, if you were like, man, what's wrong with you? What you doing over there talking to him? You got me messed up. And they going to be like, whoa, I'm defensive now. Now I'm on defense. And now, you know what I'm saying? We going back. Like, you ain't going to talk to me. You got my feelings hurt. Yeah. And now we gonna knuck if you buck. We going to talk back. So.
I don't know. I kind of want to bring up the Destiny situation.
Bring it
it
up.
Wasn't something that bring I felt like you did up. Not consider me. This is not, I mean, I know another that that's what we're talking about, but it was a girl that used to work at the Pizza Hut because we used to get the kids pizza every
Friday.
And I'm
going to tell my own story, dude.
It was a girl that worked at Pizza Hut and I was pregnant, so you used to go get the pizzas every Friday.
Right.
So one Friday, I went.
Yeah.
And when she came out to the car, she was like, Eva,
oh, it was
like,
still a car?
She brung it. No, the first time, nope, she brung it. Because remember, at that time, it was COVID or around that time, okay. So they were still doing the curbside. So she walked up with the pizza and was like, you, Eve, I love your husband.
I was like,
I love him too. Like, yeah. But she was just, you know, just saying good things about you. You know, you're right. Friendly and things like that. She didn't come off like she was trying to take somebody's man. She just seemed like she right. was a young girl giving me a compliment to my husband.
Right.
But some people would not have taken that lightly. And I could have come home and just assumed that you was messing
throwing
around.
Pieces everywhere. Right. Like, what are you doing, Destiny?
Yes. Yeah, you silly. Oh, man. But man. I end up taking a liking
kids
to...
Kids looking like, are we going to eat pizza? Like, are we going to eat? What's going on? Kids looking confused. Like, Mom,
look,
what's
I came home, but I just asked you, though.
Right.
I was pregnant at the time.
Oh, man.
Far along, feeling big and ugly.
Right.
Destiny come out, pretty girl, light skin, just a nice personality. I didn't feel any type of way. I didn't feel like my husband is cheating on me, but I felt some kind of way. Like, why am I walking up and some, you know, I mean, why am I getting pizza and some woman is telling me she loved my husband?
Right. But some men would have fell for that bait. Some men would have fell right into that trap. And some young little girl... talking to them or trying to have conversation with them instead of moving
along.
Well,
why do you think she said she loved you? Because what was the encounter?
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to figure that out, too. We had small interactions with each other. You know, it was just like, I really don't know. We barely was there. Pizza don't take that. I mean, I wasn't there. I wasn't going that long. How much deep conversation we had? It wasn't that deep. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, you know, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know, yada, yada, yada. And left, got the pizza and went home. It's like...
And but I can't feel no type of way, too. I am a very friendly person. The stores that we go to, I talk to everybody. I talk to the guys, the girls, the women, whoever. And we've been going there so long, but I make it make sure that if I'm speaking to some man outside of you, like without you,
right.
that I can also speak to them when you right there, too.
Right.
And that's just, I think that that's helpful. When you got to just try to walk past somebody that you usually right. speak to without your spouse, that's suspicious.
And the crazy thing about it is like, see, that's how every guy, like, you never know. You want to talk to this person, talk to that person, we'll try to get people numbers, and you marry, or you talking to somebody. They could find out. If somebody could find out or anything.
Right.
So it's like, what is the point of going out there cheating? And then your spouse is going to find out you're home already or a hurricane.
What's the point of getting
and,
married if right, you're not in the space that you just want to be with one person right. and work through what you're going through?
Right. So it's like, you know, oh, no, I'm going to get her numbers, her achievement, and talk to her and text her and do all this stuff and go see her again. And bro, like, think before you even entertain that, what's about to happen next? You be like, I don't know what's about to happen now. I think we're about to have fun. And my wife ain't never. She gonna find out. Somebody gonna tell her something. It's not worth it. It's not worth all that heartache and pain.
Right. And it's not worth telling your family members your business or putting your family members in situations where they may not too much care for your right. spouse or whatever. And now they doing some shady stuff and it's getting back to your wife or right. your husband.
Somebody could do that. Somebody could like, I could have cheated with her. You could have came home and yelled and screamed at me and kicked me out. And then I go to my family house and tell them, everything bad about you. Yeah, she just yelled to kick me out. What'd she do? I don't know. She just came and started throwing pizza and just started kicking me out. I ain't do nothing. And then they looking at you like, yeah, I told you nothing, man. I don't like her. She yelled at my child.
I don't think that it takes even that much for somebody's family not to like you. Well, really. Right. And honestly, considering your spouse, if you know how your family members are or friends, because it's family members, friends, acquaintances, best friends, whoever.
Right.
If you know how they are and they trying to be defensive of you and trying to make sure that you're the right person for them. And it's just like, but y'all taking this too far, I feel like. It's right. Not about y'all because we going to be together regardless.
Right.
And then it makes it uncomfortable for people, you know?
Right, right. Now, as we was going over this yesterday, I can't even remember. You brought up a situation where I didn't, what was that? You didn't consider my feelings or something. I barely can remember.
Oh, okay,
stuff
right.
By.
Yes,
I'm
no.
I'm let y'all know.
Yes.
I can barely remember anything. My wife got better memory than I do.
Okay, right. So we was, right. And I was thinking, like, when have I ever not? I think that we were not married yet.
Oh, I'm so happy you put that in there. What about my situation?
Nah, well, that's, I already said that. We wasn't married yet, but I was pregnant. We was engaged, but I'm just saying. So we wasn't married yet, but we had my daughter had graduated. I don't even know what it was.
Oh,
it from
yeah,
kindergarten or something.
Thing, right.
She graduated from kindergarten or first grade or something like that. And they had a little ceremony. So, of course, her dad, his new girl, their new baby, everybody was there. My ex-in-laws, everybody was there. It was cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think that at one point, I walked away to talk to them, but you didn't. You stayed back, like you ain't come. Or
right, she just dipped off and left me. I'm just twiddling my thumbs, looking down.
I think
hey,
you was
buddy.
With my family. You was still with my grandma and my mom, because my grandma and my mom was there.
No, I think I was talking to Mimi too.
Oh, and you was talking
I was looking
to Mimi.
For her. I was like, Mimi, let me talk to you then. Since Mama then left me and gone to see her friends and stuff and then all that and stuff.
So
and
I went and I was talking to my ex-husband's. Spouse, right. And I was holding their baby and talking to them and everything like that. It was cool. And then I realized some time had went past, and I think you was outside in the vehicle waiting for me at that point. Right. When I came back in, you asked me, was I crying or something? It was something in my eye. You was like, you heard you crying? I'm like, ain't nobody crying.
All right.
That was weird.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and tell me the incident where I left you. Another incident, everybody, that Alan didn't consider his wife's feelings. Oh, yeah.
I don't think we was married yet. We was at a kid's school. Nah. We was at our kid's school because all of our kids ended up going to the same school.
Same school.
And me and my stepdaughter was holding hands.
Holding hands.
Next thing you know, I guess he seen his ex-wife and just like left me. Like I was holding her hand and he snatched her hand away from me and just left me. No, we're not going to try to say, let's clear it up, because that's just how it was.
No, I wasn't about to clear it up. I was just about to my side.
You could tell your side, but this is what it is.
No,
so we holding hands. She was in the middle. You dipped off, and she had to let my hand go. And then you just walked over there, left me and everything. Like, left me and my kids, and I was pretty upset. I didn't act a fool. I just waited until after. Like I usually do, I wait until after to have a responsible and mature conversation,
right?
You know, but I kind of just was ready to go at that point. We had just got there and it was just like, you know, she was at the table trying to do community service or whatever. She used to
pass on candles. let me tell y'all, fellas, now you got two options what you could do in that situation. You could talk to your spouse and say, hey, I see the mother of my child, you think I should go over there and say something to her? Would you be okay with that? Now, if she feel hesitant to say anything, don't go over there. If you know your spouse, the situation, don't go over there. I don't care if you see her or not. Give her a head nod, keep on walking. I didn't do that because I never been through something like that. I should have given her a head nod and kept on walking.
No, you could have just took me with you.
Or to, but, oh, because I'm sorry, that could have been another option.
That was just like suspicious to just leave me. It's just like, this don't seem right to me.
Or
because you could,
okay.
Why you didn't just take me? You could have just said, oh, okay, I see her over there. Like, I would have been fine with that.
I didn't know you was going to be fine. That was my fault. Why I didn't
you,
communicate.
Well, I never gave you a reason to feel like that wasn't fine. I never said, I don't want to be bothered with her. I never said I was always
I
cordial.
No, right.
So that
I
was.
I just assumed that
right.
As an issue, but. You know, like everything, I wanted y'all to let this know. In the beginning, it's an issue. And then later on, I straighten it out. I don't leave it as keep doing the same thing over and over because that becomes more of a problem in our marriage. And somebody can get numb. Yeah, that's the word. Numb. Numbness in a marriage. So.
We wasn't even married yet.
Numb in a relationship. They just get super numb. Don't want to get that numb effect.
No, why would you want to get numb and then marry somebody?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. If you sitting here numb and you already feeling some type of way, you should not get married. Y'all need to resolve these issues. And if you cannot, then you should not be getting married. As simple as that, you think it's going to magically disappear?
Nothing magical. Nothing like that, y'all.
No.
But, Buttercup, go ahead. Close this out. Get your clothes. Get clothes
on. Okay, no. I don't really have much to say, but just be considerate of somebody else's feelings. The person that you're with, consider them. Think to yourself, or even if you don't want to assume, you can just ask them. Mm. This is simple stuff that you can do to include your spouse. Don't just take it upon yourself or, you know, take it upon yourself and be like, I think she or he'll be okay with this. Well, it's better to just ask and make sure. It's all about being considerate. It's all about making them feel like they're a part, especially in a blended family. You need to make sure that they are also included in a part. Not, I got them over here, you over there, and it's just that division, because that's how it'll turn out. Divided. You start off divided, it's going to end in division. I'm serious.
None.
It sure will. Because the way you starting off, if you starting off open, I tried to start off real open with you and my ex-husband and everybody coming over, everybody invited, everybody making sure that we can get along for the children and everything like that. But I also asked you, were you okay with it? I wouldn't be like, oh, well, if he okay with it or not. Nah, let me just ask. No, I always ask you to make sure to see where you were with it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, blended families is not, I would not tell someone to look for a blended family. I think that you should be with someone who's on your level in that way. Being with someone who does not have children, if they made the, I don't want to call the children mistake, but if they've made decisions and it led to a child or children with both of us, had children or a child before we got together, then that's the decision you made. But I don't think that someone who does not have children should be with another person who has an obligation or responsibility, because that can become an issue.
Right. All right.
So that was it.
Thank you so much.
Consider it.
All right.
Consider all of the drama that's come along with it. Consider all of the heartache and pain that could come with it. The child might not like you. You might not like the child. I don't know. It be like that. It's like that. And you have to understand that that could be a possibility for you. So I do not encourage single people with no children to find somebody with a child. Baby mama, baby daddy drama. They still want to go on dates and stuff with the child, and you just left on the side talking about you. No.
Right. Yep.
Nope.
But thank you all so much for tuning in and watching. We appreciate y'all. This is Alan and Eve, and we are here to help you.
Believe.
And marriage is not a game.
Marriage is not a game.
It ain't never been a game.